It's time for another podcast of Rainbow Gastronomy with our special foodie correspondent at Left of Straight Podcasts, Chef Lynn Wheeler. Whether he's taking us to a local food and wine festival, sharing tips and recipes, or interviewing his foodie friends, Chef Lynn always has something up his chef coat. So sit back, have a drink, and let's get cooking.
Hey guys, welcome back to Rainbow Gastronomy on Left of Straight Podcasts. I'm your special foodie correspondent, Chef Lynn Wheeler. Today, I want to talk briefly about some food and beverage trends that were or are forecasted to be big in 2024. I did some research and came upon quite a few things that bloggers, news sites, and foodies thought might blow up this year. Some of these I have already seen myself, and others, well, I guess we'll just have to wait till the end of the year and see if they really take off. So, I picked a few trend forecasts that I found most interesting or that I saw in multiple places. So let's dive in. First, with the popularity of meat substitutes in the past few years, one of the trends that was forecasted for this year by Delish was, quote, fancy fake fish. They highlighted Seed to Surf's two products, Enyoki mushroom snow crab and smoked celery root white fish. Seed to Surf is a female-owned, led, and founded company based in Toronto, Canada. Now, I haven't had the pleasure to try these products, but I can say from the website, they look quite interesting and they are available in some stores across the US. If you're interested in trying these products, you can use the store locator on their website, seedtosurf.ca. Moving on, though I haven't seen any in my area, it would seem pizza vending machines may be a thing sooner than later. Another company out of Toronto, Pizza Forno, has pizza vending machines popping up all over North America. And even DiGiorno is looking to get into the game as well. They're testing two vending machines, one in Colorado and the other in Ohio. Well, just think about the convenience of swinging by a vending machine on a Friday post-work and arriving home with delicious, hot, fresh pizza without the delivery fee or the need to tip a driver. I visit the Asian market quite frequently, and there is a whole aisle, sometimes even two, devoted to ramen and instant noodles. The variety can be very overwhelming at times, and it would seem that instant noodles are getting a bit of an upgrade, with Asha, Mama Fuko, and Amsam offering a variety of flavors you can order online. Amsam's saucy noodles look amazing and offer samplers which include noodle flavors from Thailand, Korea, Japan, China, Vietnam, and the Philippines. Check out ashadrynoodle.com, amsam.com, and shop.mamafuko.com to try any of these noodles. Delish also suggests that emerging of 2023 favorites, tinned fish and charcuterie boards may gain popularity this year. A new craze termed seacuterie boards may be rising, and it may be more than just seeing some tinned seafood on your charcuterie board. According to Delish, Stephen Toves, the Senior Director of Culinary for US and Canada Marriott International, says concepts like shellfish sausages, octopus salami, and swordfish ham are gaining popularity. Now for some beverage trends that I found interesting. Food Network predicted in December of 2023 that sake would be trending this year as the quote, it drink. With Desai opening its first US brewery in New York back in September, two new sake bars opening in Nashville, and a growing number of Americans starting home craft sake brewing, it would seem that sake is definitely booming. World whiskey? Yes, please. National Geographic notes that whiskey is breaking out of the traditional big four of Scotland, Ireland, America, and Japan, and getting some new invigoration from places like New Zealand, France, and Italy. They also noted that the English whiskey scene has been quietly maturing into one of the world's most diverse and innovative. And non-alcoholic wines and spirits are forecasted to be making it big this year as well. Food & Wine published a couple of articles late last year highlighting some of their best alternatives to traditional spirits and wines. Their best overall rated option for non-alcoholic spirits was the Seedlip Trio, which is available on Amazon. They note that these don't mimic the flavor of traditional spirits as some do. However, these non-alcoholic offerings have unique flavors that do well on their own or add to traditional cocktails. Their best non-alcoholic wine for the most traditional wine-like taste was Leitz 1-2 Chardonnay. They note that the beverage director at Nashville restaurants Audrey and June says that the flavor is very similar to a traditional Chardonnay, and his guests love having a non-alcoholic wine that has a complex flavor. As I read over the articles, I found these products quite intriguing and noted that the cost is pretty comparable to their alcoholic brothers and sisters. Well, I'm not sure that these are something that I'll try, but never say never. Restaurant trends are moving forward as always, or maybe going back to the basics. It would seem restaurants are leaving more tables open for walk-ins than they used to. Having worked in many high-end restaurants in New York, I know all too well the dual struggle of having empty tables one night and having a wait list of over an hour the next. Leaving tables open for the more casual diner is a benefit to both the restaurant and the guests. And vinyl bars are making a comeback post-COVID. Though not a new trend, these places are definitely a welcome addition to the market. And the food truck scene isn't untouched by many of these forecasts. Food trucks are amazing mobile restaurants, and it would seem that fusion food, unique presentations, interactive dining experiences, and tech-integrated ordering systems are making their way into this growing market. A blog by Food and Hotel Asia says that we'll likely see a rise in sustainable and eco-friendly packaging and green initiatives in the food truck market. They also suggest there'll be a boom in vegan and vegetarian options on food truck menus, and suggest that specialty-themed food trucks catering to gamers and movie fans with dishes and snacks based on games and movies may be a bigger trend this year. Finally, McCormick, yes, the spice company, thinks that tamarind is going to be big this year. I love tamarind. I usually have a jar of tamarind paste in my fridge to use in Filipino dishes, pad thai, and pretty much anything else. It has a sweetness and tang that lend itself wonderfully to barbecue sauces, marinades, and even drinks. So those are just a few trends that really piqued my interest. Maybe we'll revisit this closer to the end of the year and see if any of them really hit. All right, guys. Thank you so much for joining me again on this episode of Rainbow Gastronomy on Left of Straight Podcasts. As always, you can find me across all social media at Chef Lynn Wheeler. My website is cheflynnwheeler.com, and please check out my YouTube channel, Getting Saucy with Chef Lynn. See you next time.
Thanks, Chef Lynn, for another great podcast. Be sure to like this on your favorite video or audio distributor with a thumbs up or 5-star rating, and be sure to look for Rainbow Gastronomy Podcasts twice a month here on the Left of Straight Podcast Network. We'll see you next time.